Hi, everybody, and welcome to the first ever episode of Cooking in Real Time. My name is Zora O'Neill, and I'm a travel writer and food blogger. You may know me from my blog, Roving Gastronome, and I'm also a cookbook author, or I will be in October when the book comes out. But the most important thing for you and for me is that I'm a self-taught cook. I taught myself to cook by reading magazines and experimenting on my roommates and calling my mom for advice occasionally. Yeah, I taught myself to cook, so you can too. It's not rocket science, it's not some arcane art presided over by men with very fancy knives. It's something that everybody can do, and it's something that everybody should do. I've found it incredibly satisfying just on a day-to-day basis. It's creative, it's relaxing, it actually is fun, even though a lot of the media makes it seem like a chore these days. It is very satisfying and it saves you ass loads of money, and you get a hot meal at the end. So, yeah, I taught myself to cook in a lot of different ways, but one of the things I did not do was watch TV. This might have more to do with the fact that I have rarely had a TV, much less cable, but from what I've noticed about TV shows, they're the absolute worst way to learn anything about how cooking actually works. First of all, and probably worst of all, you're sitting there on the couch while you're watching TV. Chances are you don't have a TV in your kitchen, and if you do, you're watching TV, you can't do anything else. So you're sitting there on the couch and you're thinking, oh, that looks good. That doesn't look too hard. I don't have all the ingredients. And then there's a commercial break, and then another commercial break, and then before you know it, you're checking the little TV guide to see what's on next. And in that break between shows, at 8:30, you don't jump up and cook yourself dinner. You jump up and you pour yourself some cereal. And then you think, tomorrow, maybe I'll cook. So, yeah, TV, it's distracting. It's not very motivating. In fact, it's the opposite of motivating. And the other problem I find with TV is that it's kind of fake. Every show has to fit into a 30-minute time slot, or really 22 minutes, which is a ridiculous amount of time to do anything in. So there's always that silly time-lapse thing where like Paula or whoever like sticks her burbling cheese casserole into the oven and is like, "Oh, so we're just gonna let that go," and then pull back. 5 seconds later, they pull out the lovely, bubbly, golden, crusty cheese casserole and everybody goes, and the credits roll. But in that time, in that real time when the casserole could have been cooking, there are so many other things you could actually be doing. You could be making a good salad, you could be tidying up your kitchen, you could be getting some apples ready to put in the oven to bake for dessert when you take your casserole out. You're never going to learn that from TV, but it's the essential skill to being able to cook practically at home. And actually, I don't know why I'm picking casserole as an example because I don't think I ever really cook casseroles. The idea is the same. In the time it takes something to bake, you could do a million other things. But you have to learn that skill and you have to have the confidence to do several things at once. And you're not going to learn that from TV. So that's where cooking in real time comes in. That's where this podcast comes in. Most of the episodes are going to be just me cooking dinner in real time. It'll be a little simple weeknight dinner, nothing too crazy, too complicated. Main dish, side dish or two, maybe a dessert if there happens to be time. It'll take an hour or less, maybe a little bit more, depending on how much I'm talking. I'll talk about techniques and other little details about ingredients and things as I go. But the most important thing is that it's in real time, so you get an idea how long it takes to fry an egg, how long it takes to chop up an onion, or to whip up a salad dressing. And, probably just as important actually, is it's audio only, so you won't be wasting any more time staring at a screen. You'll have your hands free. You can have this podcast going in the background, and in my dream world, you'll be listening to this podcast and you'll be cooking along and doing the same things I'm doing. So I can tell you to check on something and make sure it's not burning and that kind of thing. And if you feel like you're slipping a little behind, you can just press pause, finish chopping your onion, press play again. Along with this, all the recipes will be posted on the podcast website on cookinginrealtime.com. And I'll also post a little shopping list so you can go out and pick up everything if you want to in a quick trip. And I'll also put up photos of the finished dish so you know what you're shooting for. So there will be some photos on the website. And if I think there's anything particularly confusing about the way something should look or anything like that, I'll put up photos of that as well. Along with the dinner podcasts, I'm going to do a few shorter episodes called Recipe Decoders, which I'm just going to pick a common cooking term and explain it in simple English. Talking to people I know now who are learning to cook, I'm reminded about what strange and obscure vocabulary you have to learn. So many cookbooks take that kind of vocabulary for granted, so hopefully doing a little recipe decoder and telling you some very essential terms should help you on your way. So after that, it's a grab bag. I might put in some occasional video just to explain very particular details. Those will always be really short. I might have a guest come on. I don't know. We'll see. And of course, I'd love to hear your suggestions. If you're confused by a particular cooking term, for instance, and it's something I could do a little recipe decoder episode on, definitely drop me an email. My email is zora@cookinginrealtime.com, Z-O-R-A at cookinginrealtime.com. Also, if there's some particular thing you're craving, some kind of food you're really hungry for, but you're not quite sure how to cook it, let me know and I can do a whole weeknight dinner kind of thing about it and help you cook through it in real time. So thanks for listening. Looking forward to the future episodes. Maybe get into the kitchen, get cooking, or at least start thinking about it now, and I'll check in with you next week.